Hey, thanks for joining me again. I just love the words of Jesus. As a matter of fact, I love the mindset of Jesus, the confidence of Jesus, the consciousness of Jesus, the expectations of Jesus. And through the Holy Spirit, you and I can share in the deep things of Jesus. We can share in the thoughts of God because they are freely given to us by the Spirit. And so therefore, we can read and see and look into God's mind through the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the umbilical cord that whatever God drinks, I drink, and whatever God eats, I eat. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. And beloved, that's beyond religion. That is an actual experience of co-creation with God. I love the confidence of Jesus. I had a thought last night while in bed. Live it before you get it. Live it before you get it. Are you living it before you get it? Listen, in Mark 11:24, whatever standard version you decide to read, it says, therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Believe that you have it. Are you living your vision before you accomplish your vision? Are you living what the vision would be before you get it? Or are you waiting for vision in order to live it? Or I can usually tell the confidence in a person if I watch them live before they receive. If I watch them consistently do before it's moved on. If I watch them live out their heart before they actually obtain it. That's when I know that you are serious. But if a person is living, waiting for everything to work, I'm like, I don't have too much confidence in you. But forget what I think. Jesus said, oh, wow. And obviously he practiced this himself. He practiced this. He wasn't trying to hype himself. He wasn't trying to get himself processed. He lived this. A lot of things you and I are trying to process, he lived confidently. And the reason you and I are processing it is because we don't believe it. We don't mind getting it if we hope for it, but to live it before you get it. He say, when you pray, when you ask God, believe, act, and live. Don't just believe that God's going to do it. Begin to act emotionally, psychologically. In yourself, begin to pretend, begin to make believe, not only that you have it, but the disciplines that are necessary to maintain it. Begin to practice the disciplines. If you want a new house, begin to pray for it and begin to live in your apartment as though you're living in a house. Begin to practice the disciplines of ownership. Don't just wait for a house. Begin to act like you're paying other bills. Begin to walk the discipline out in having a house. You want a new car? Begin to practice the disciplines of maintaining a car before you get a car. Don't just pray for a car. If you want a relationship, begin to live out the disciplines of the relationship before you get a relationship. What are the disciplines in having a powerful relationship? Just don't pray for a companion. Are you disciplined to listen and communicate and understand? Begin to practice the disciplines of having a thing before you get the thing, because so many times we lost the thing because we never had the discipline to maintain the thing. We prayed for a thing, but left out the discipline for the thing. When you pray, believe you have them through how you practice. Live it before you get it. Live like a businessman before you go into business. Don't just live talking business and writing down logos. How does a businessman live? How does he budget? How does he think? How does he move? What are his habits? So many times we have great expectations and terrible foundations. Live it before you get it. Because when you get it, you will still live it and won't quit it. Live the thing before you get the thing, because when you achieve the thing, you will make it greater. Am I making sense? Live it before you get it. I love Jesus's brain. When you look at Jesus as the mystical power that he is, and I'm not talking just New Age, but he does bring forth the New Age. When you look at him as the power that he is, you will move forward from this hypothetical spirituality into a co-creative experience with God. But don't you see what you have to give up? Foolishness, laziness, procrastination, doubt, fear, this pretty little way that you want to live. Are you living it before you get it? Are you living it before you get it? That's what happened in my life. I began to live my vision before I got it. I lived it. I took on the attributes of it. I took on the discipline of it. I just wasn't talking things into existence, because before you speak it into existence, you have to live it into existence. And before you live it into existence, you need to take on the disciplines of what that thing is in order to create it. You just can't speak it. You have to live it. You just don't live it. You have to have the character of it. Boy, I could go on and on, but I'll stop right here.